Should I hold it?
No, I'll hold it.
Okay. I would like to call the July 2020 Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired Commissioners meeting to order. And to start with, I'd like to just give the microphone to Kat and have her talk a little bit about safe social distancing and everything that we need to do to make this as safe a possible meeting as we can.
All right. Well, we want to stay as far apart as we can. 6 feet is the recommended distance, except for those of you that live in the same household. Mm-hmm. And so stay far apart. We've all got masks on, so that's very, very good. Thank you for wearing those. That was a decision that Carlos made. The state allowed the directors to decide whether or not to require masks. And thank you, Carlos, for saying yes.
Yeah.
That makes it all feel better. So we did have to move up to this room because of COVID-19. It's much smaller than the room we intended, but we'll make it work. We did allow people to sign up via Zoom to watch the anniversary celebration this afternoon, and so they'll still get to partake, just not in the way that we had planned and hoped. So I think that's it, Robert.
Right.
I'll turn it back to you.
All right, well, thank you. Well, this meeting will be held in accordance to the Nebraska Open Meeting Law. And Kathy, do we have a copy of the Open Meeting Law somewhere that we could direct people to?
Yes, there is a print copy and a Braille copy on the back table in the room.
Okay, well, thank you. And could you tell us where the meeting was announced, Kathy?
Yes. The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star. It was published on the state government calendar, on NCBVI website, NFB Newsline, radio talking book, and it was sent to ACBN and NFBN. And unfortunately, it was not sent to the listserv because the listserv is currently not working.
Okay, well, thank you. The nice thing about our tradition of meeting each quarter, we're not too hard to find, so thank you for doing that. For those that might need to use the restroom, you will need to exit the door that you came in into this meeting room and then work your way to the right and follow the hallway until you notice the restroom. So if you need any help, please let us know to find that. I thought it would be good to go around and introduce who is here. So I will start with myself. My name is Mark Bolger. I'm from Omaha. I am the ACB, American Council of the Blind, designee on this board, and currently I serve as the board chair. And then we'll go around.
Becky Regan from Dakota City, executive secretary.
Brent Hine from Lincoln, and just regular member of the commission.
Kimberly Sherbart from Kearney, and I am a commissioner.
So Robert Newman from Omaha, Nebraska.
Hey.
I'm the vice chair.
Carlos Servan, Commission for the Blind, Executive Director, Lincoln.
Kathy Stevens, Commission for the Blind, Administrative Assistant.
Carol Jenkins, Deputy Director of Services for the Commission.
Nancy Floral, Omaha District Supervisor.
Barbara Lewis, Lincoln, National Federation of the Blind.
Brad Lewis, I'm with the National Federation of the Blind. Live here in Lincoln. With my wife Barbara, that works out very well.
Then I'm Carol Deputy, Deputy Director of Finance.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just to let you know that the center staff and subtleties may be joining us in 20 minutes or so.
Wonderful, wonderful. Right. Thank you for exposing that to this this opportunity. We are a consumer-driven organization, and
thank you very much.
This meeting is a great example of the opportunity for consumers to be heard. Logistically, we have an agenda, and I'll ask Robert to read the agenda at this time.
Very good. Turn this machine on. So, right, so then we, I guess, our new recording capability is I don't need to have a microphone just right here then, do I?
I've got it in front of you.
Okay, so 9 o'clock, call to order, welcome, and introductions. Announcement concerning public comment periods. Meeting agenda, open meeting act. My mask has been off my nose. Okay. Proof of publication, recordings, and other logistics. 9:10, item A, approval of the May 2nd, 2020 public meeting minutes. Item B, approval of the May 30th, 2020 commissioners orientation training meeting minutes. 9:15, focus topic, a short description of today's special events taking place after our adjournment. The NCBVI's 20th anniversary celebration. 9:30, public comment. 9:45, report from the executive director. 10:15, break. 10:30, report from the commissioners. 10:40, newsline update. 10:45, client assistance program, CAP, complaints or issues. New business. 10:50, public comment. 11:05, discuss a question that came up during our recent new counselor orientation. How we might be able to
streamline
the process relating to the updating of the commissioner's thumb drives. 11:15, officers' elections. 11:30, final announcements. 11:35, adjournment.
Very good, Robert. Thank you for reading the agenda. A couple other things before we start. This meeting will be recorded. So, please wait to have Kat be near you before you start speaking. Also, this agenda, you'll see that we have time for public comment. And when we get to that time, we will ask who wants to be heard, and I'll make a list. And then those that wish to speak about the public comment will be given that opportunity. So thank you. I'm going to move on with the agenda. And the first item is we need to approve the minutes from the May 2nd quarterly commissioners meeting. And just for the record, these minutes have been reviewed by the commissioners. They were prepared by Kathy. They are available on the NCBBI website. So all the commissioners has had an opportunity to review those minutes. So I'd like to do a roll call vote on approval or non-approval. Robert, do you approve the minutes?
Yes, approve.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Mark Bolger says yes. Becky?
Yes.
And then Brent?
Yes.
Kathy, did I need a motion on that? Or
yes, you do.
Oh, okay. Can I have a motion on that?
So moved.
And then second?
Second.
Okay, good.
No, you
have to vote. Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Do it again.
Robert?
Yes.
9:11 a.m. I heard Kimberly said yes. Martin says yes.
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 Okay, then we had a meeting on May 30th. And it was the commissioner's orientation training. Do I have a motion to approve that?
Motion to approve.
I heard Kimberly made a motion.
Second, Robert.
Thanks. Second then.
Okay, Robert. Now I'll do the roll call in the appropriate order. So, Robert?
Yes.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then Brent?
Yes.
And then Mark says yes. And I want to just leave a moment for a comment period from the commissioners and anybody else. When we did the commissioner's retreat, we wanted to do it in person because that's the way it's been done. It's more personable. But due to COVID-19, we weren't able to do that. So we did it via conference call. And I'd like to just have each commissioner give about a 30-second overview of if we did it okay or if there's anything that we can do better next time. So, Robert?
I guess I better quit trying to update these because I was listening to what was happening with the computer. So what was the question?
What was your impression of the commissioner's orientation training? It was new, something different.
It was, and I thought it went well. I think a lot of really good comments, came, from the our guests who were former commissioners, and it was really great to have them there. And of course, we had some good questions by our two newbies here, and I guess I just felt that they really are here for the right reason, just by the way they responded, and I just have a good feeling about that whole event.
Kimberly, you have anything you could share being a new commissioner? And
well, it was definitely very informative. And for me, I have very little perspective on having meetings like that face-to-face, so it was nothing new to me. I didn't feel like I was missing out. Okay. It was a great opportunity to hear from previous commissioners and from Carlos, and a lot of good information was shared that was very helpful.
Okay, Becky?
I don't know, for myself, I think we need to continue inviting previous commissioners because I thought that was very, very helpful for even not just the newbies, but it was very insightful. So I thought it was a very profitable time for me anyway, so it was good.
Brent?
Well, I found it very informative. I agree with Becky as far as inviting not just past commissioners, but everybody that wants to come. It's a great educational opportunity. I learned a lot and look forward to continuing to learn and grow.
Okay, then I'll speak. What it reinforced to me is the need to intentionally do something like that as soon as we can when we bring new commissioners on board. I'm not sure if we should do it virtually or in person, but we needed to do something and we did it the best we could. So I personally would like to thank all the former commissioners that attended and took time out of their Saturdays, and thank Carlos for coming and contributing to the conversation. So thanks everybody for helping us accomplish what we needed to do. Carlos, do you have anything you want to add to the whole experience?
Not other than I think it was beneficial for me too. You know, it just was good. I think we all benefit from that meeting, and it will be good to continue doing it either in person or virtually as any restriction will permit. But it was very beneficial.
All right, well, thank you.
And transparent.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, I do recognize somebody else showed up. Could we give them time to introduce themselves?
Yeah, it's me, Jim Uron.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here, Jim.
Yep, not a problem. I couldn't get Adrian to speak.
All right. Well, today is kind of an exciting day because it's a celebration day. And what we have on our agenda is the focus topic is going to be a short description of today's special event, the NCBVI's 20th anniversary celebration. And Carlos, are you going to do that, or Kat, or?
Sure, I'll just mention a few
items
and then let Kat do the rest, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, first of all, just a reminder that the creation of the Commission for the Blind as a separate agency was because of consumers driven behind that, the force of consumers, the belief that blind people could be in charge of their destiny. And throughout all these years, it has been not just proven, but very involved. The commissioners in their majority were consumers, and if not consumers, in this case, the parent of a blind consumer, but we call it many times blind from heart anyways. As a director, I'm also a consumer. I came to Nebraska in 98, 2 years before the commission was created, and was able to help push that. And just to see how proud we all consumers were, and we are mindful of how important this is for us. So we want to celebrate those 20 years. More than the commission services, I think is the consumers work to create a commission, but also to maintain it, because there were a couple of occasions in which we were a threat, you know, to be eliminated, but several occasions in which the funding was threatened and consumers were there behind us. And also a few times in which we asked for more funding and the consumers were there. So the nomenclature between the good services that the agency provides and the consumer support, the leadership that the consumers have, and the support from the commissioners, it's one example of what a great agency can be, not only across the nation, but also in the world. And with that, I will let Kat talk about the agenda and the rest.
All right. Well, we are celebrating starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll be giving tours of the center and our offices from 1 until 1:50. There will be snacks in the Lincoln District Conference Room. We do have everything prepackaged so that you can be sure that it's safe. At 1:50, we'll cut off the tours and direct people up here. We did have to limit attendance to 18 people due to the size of the room and social distancing. So many others will be on Zoom watching us from all over the state, hopefully. But our agenda starts with Jason Jackson, who is the Director of Department of Administrative Services. He will be reading the Governor's Proclamation naming July NCBVI month. So he'll read that proclamation. Jason is also very involved in the Americans with Disability Act, so he might talk a little bit about that. Do you have the agenda, Kathy?
I don't have it right here.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
so,
I have one.
Okay. I'll just tell you, they might not be in the right order, but we will have Mark Schroeder, Mark Schultz, who is the RSA commissioner currently and the acting assistant secretary of the Department of Education at the federal level. And he will give some remarks about 100 years of rehabilitation in the United States, which is being celebrated this year. Then Fred Schroeder will be speaking to us also via Zoom, and his speech will be about why an independent, consumer-driven agency for the blind. So he'll be talking about how important that is. Next will be Barbara Lose talking about why we became a separate independent commission. And then Mark Bulger will talk about where we are now and what to expect in the future. So we plan to conclude by about 3:30, and that will all be happening up in this room. Any questions?
Can the public ask questions?
We had to reimagine this event. We started planning 7 or 8 months ago, and of course planned for a large public event, and then COVID came along, and so for about 3 or 4 months we were on hold and we didn't know what we were going to be able to do, and finally Carlos had to call it and say, no, we're gonna do a very small event for the public and then do Zoom. So we quickly rethought everything, and I think it's going to be great. We do have some little giveaways that I've given most of you that were here early, that we will be mailing out to any of the participants on Zoom who would have been here in person if they could. All right, awesome. I'm going to turn it back over to Mark.
All right, well, and I'd like to thank Kathy and Kat and Carlos and all those that planned so hard for this celebration, and so thank you. We're going to move on the agenda. Looks like we're a little ahead of schedule, but that's good. At 9:30, which we're a little bit ahead of that, it says public comment. So at this time, does anyone in the public like to share a comment?
I do have a question.
All right, that's a comment. Jim, is there anybody else? Hearing none, Jim, the microphone is yours and Cap's.
All right.
I've got it right now.
Okay, thanks. Question about the event. Is that going to be recorded on Zoom and housed on the website for posterity?
Yes, it will be.
Okay, there you go. That's
awesome.
That's what I want to find out.
Well, that was quick, Jim. Thank you.
That
was a softball from Jim.
Well, yeah. You haven't gotten into the agenda yet.
Okay, well. commissioners, you got any public comments?
Nope.
Oh, wow, you're great. Okay. Okay, well, next on the agenda, and I know this is going to take a lot of time because he has so much important information to share, is we're going to go with the report from our executive director, Carlos Cervantes.